lot to say. I'm not just a one-line wonder. Did you know that a section of rainforest the size of Kansas is burned every single...
Just do the line.
I didn't do it.
Great material. We'll be right back. Sit perfectly still. Only I may dance.
Hello and welcome to Put It in H, a Die Hard Simpsons podcast. My name is Terry.
My name is Andy.
Andy, how the heck are you?
I, Terry, am very, very well. And how are you?
I too am well.
Good to hear it. Yeah. How the hell have you been?
Well,
you just... Well,
we'll you know, see. You know what? I'm even more well, but to be back here at HQ...
Yes, sir. Episode number 3 in the new studio.
Or halfway through season 5.
Are we halfway through?
We are episode 12 of 22. So we're just over.
Oh, over.
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah.
Hey, we're going into it. We're going into the second half right now.
Oh, my.
How have we found this season so far?
I absolutely love it, Terry. Yeah. I have to say. I probably prefer it. To 4.
Yeah. Do your scores reflect that?
I was always going to say that. My scores are frankly all over the place. As
for a man who claims season 5 is his favourite, you're giving him an awful lot of low scores.
So, in short, I absolutely love this episode, so I give it a 4.8 out of 10. So, I'm trying to get a bit more,
just get with the programme, buddy.
Yeah. See, the problem that I have is that I'm almost watching it. I have to try and watch it from a I haven't seen it a million times perspective. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because there's so many original jokes that just get lost in the shuffle of like, because how many people have done it since, or it's been quoted since. Like,
I guess
since I was 6, or whatever. So
I'm trying to watch it now and see does it work as a story more so, and I'll get into that later on.
Well, before we do, can I hit you with some facts and or trivia?
Facts and or trivia about what, Andy?
About season 5, episode 12, Bart Gets Famous. It aired on Fox on February 3rd, 1994.
Can I just say, actually, before you get into it, it's mad that it's on Fox.
When you think of Fox now,
It's just like the Fox News, like conservative or whatever like that. Like, imagine that, like something so. I don't know. Like, they're always skewering Fox, and like they're always.
Do you think that's why? Because they actually don't really. If you were to ask them now, if you were to give them a straight up like, what show, what channel would you like to be on?
Well, like that's the thing. It was cable. Like, it wasn't like. The network. It wasn't like NBC or anything. It was like, fuck, tonight on Fox.
And is that what it is now? It's on the Fox.
It's still network. On Fox. It's still on Fox. Like, Fox is a network. Like, I think it's like ABC, NBC, and I don't know. There was a big three. CNN would be, because I think it was Turner.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, TNT maybe was.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But I'm not really sure how it worked. I remember there always being 3 networks, and then Fox was like, you get your sort of shows like Cops or whatever on Fox.
It does seem
Cops on Fox
out of place. Cops is like the longest running show.
It's still going?
I think so. Now, Terry, I hate to do this on air, but I noticed you shuffling some pages there. And just because we're in a professional setup, the mics pick up everything, Terry. So on behalf of our listeners, if I could just...
I have never been so insulted in all my life.
Surprise me in rehearsal.
Yeah.
Don't surprise me.
Unbelievable. This is going to be our last episode, folks.
Halfway through, and that's about it. It was written by John Swartzwelder.
Seal of approval.
Seal of approval right there. It features Conan O'Brien, who, as people probably know, was a prominent writer during the 4th and early part of the 5th season. Interestingly, he didn't have the show at this point.
Did he not? No?
No, he was just in, like, contention.
And because I remember it's on this episode that he does commentary.
Oh, really?
And he talks about how he's getting, or like, yeah, he's getting the phone calls or whatever like that. Like, he's, you know, that Lorne Michaels is talking about him, you know, coming in to replace Letterman or whatever like that. Like, so
it seemed like quite a bold move to just
presume,
like, to have this little sketch in this episode where it's like, Conan O'Brien, you know, like, because I don't think he actually had it at that point. So they're sort of just,
you know, they probably heard the rumblings or whatever like that, and just banking on it, like
news.
Predicting the future again.
Yes, sir. It got a Nielsen rating of 11.7. Was viewed in 10.74 million households. So a bit of a dip, but by today's standards,
it would be the greatest show of all time.
What does Game of Thrones even get? Does that guy even get that?
See, I don't think so because it's HBO. So, you know, you have to subscribe to that. Like, that's why I was saying, like,
you don't subscribe in any sense to Game of Thrones, am I?
Well, I, you know what? Funnily enough, I do subscribe, literally, to Now TV, so I will get it. Yeah. But I do not subscribe to the quality of that show because I liked it up until a certain point. I think like season four.
Ran in a road with the books.
You know what kind of lost me was that when they left to go to like the far side of the world or whatever, like when, like, basically a lot of it was taken when it was just Khaleesi over there. It was grand, and then it was like everybody just kept popping over the other side of the world, and like basically when they stopped taking when they stopped taking the realism out of like travel in the show, like the first,
it would have taken like months,
first two or three seasons, your man is coming from the north, Robb Stark.
Yeah.
And it's taken him three seasons to get halfway down. And then literally in the latest series, like, they travel that in the space of an episode. I'm like, oh, okay, they've got fast travel now or whatever. Like,
it's like the video game.
Yeah, exactly.
You can either walk it or you can just go through the tunnel.
Yeah. So, but I just, I don't know. It's just not as
riveting.
I'll watch it. It's kind of like The Walking Dead. Like, I'll watch it. It's like a chore, almost, like.
The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
What season's that on now?
I don't know.
That's the trash.
I watched.
That's turned into pure trash.
Yeah, it is. But I watched the last episode with your man from Teachers in it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. The main character, essentially.
Is he still off his nut?
No, he was kind of the whole thing. It was like they're building societies, and he's like bringing them all together. And
is
then
he twisting? Is he
Coral? He's dead. Sorry, spoilers. He's dead.
There was no warning there. good enough for him, I say.
But it was like the last episode. Again, this is huge spoilers for that one where they're like, oh, he's leaving the show. He's going to be gone. There's like, oh, it's like, oh, he has to die then, you know, that's the whole thing. He's never going to be seen again. Like, nope. He gets taken away by some guy in a helicopter, and now he's going to star in 3 Walking Dead movies for AMC. And it's like, but he'll never be back on the main show again. It's
what,
like,
the hell? What?
It's just such a, like, middle finger, like.
Yeah.
So. Jeez.
Hang on one sec. Now, again, I hate to let folks in behind the curtain. I'm going to turn the volume down on that mixer just because I can see our voice level spike, and I think the fans will appreciate it. Excuse me. Of course, they probably couldn't hear us in the first place, and now I'm turning it on. Excuse me, everybody. Now, a bit more about this episode, if I may. The writers chose the phrase, I didn't do it, because they wanted a lousy phrase to point out how really crummy things can become really popular. And it was also an intentional callback to Krusty Gets Busted from season 1, where it was a catchphrase of Krusty the Clown, which I didn't realise.
I don't remember that.
I don't particularly either, but I'm not going to argue with
And it was weird that, like, Bart's original catchphrase was, I didn't do it, nobody saw you do it, you can't prove anything.
Oh yeah,
that was the original, I didn't do it.
It doesn't quite roll off the tongue.
I actually prefer it, I didn't do it, nobody saw you do it, can't prove anything.
Yeah,
because he's like panicked or whatever like that, like.
Jeez, remember, like, back when Bart was actually, like, the comic relief of the show?
You remember doing the Bart Man?
The Bart Man. That's the issue I was thinking of. Yeah. And I absolutely loved it. If I ever was watching TV and that came on, I'd be like,
Yeah. That when you hear that, like,
it's so
and I was like, oh,
it's gonna kick in now. You can't do the part, man. Yeah, good. What else have I got? What else have I got? I mentioned the Conan O'Brien. It was the first episode of the series to be directed by Susie Dieter. Dieter?
And a fine job she did too.
And they had a bit of discussion about the design of the box factory because it was actually discussed at great length because they wanted... Brad Bird wanted the design to be a bit more lively, but Dieter, I'm just going to say, wanted it to be more boring to go with the story, which I think is probably spot on.
It's mad that Brad Bird also got his start on The Simpsons.
Did he?
Yeah.
What's he doing now?
He's doing like loads of Pixar movies. He did The Incredibles. Like he did Ratatouille. He did Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol.
Let me ask you a question, Terry.
Yes, sir.
Have you ever seen or heard of a movie called Moon? Guardian of the Moon or something. It's like M-U-N-E. Guardian of something.
No.
Because it's like it's a DreamWorks movie or something like that.
Right.
It was out a few years ago. Like, Johnny loves it, but like, it's really, really good. It's like Avatar almost, but it's like, I don't know, something.
You lost me at Avatar, mate.
Yeah, I can see it.
It is a hot take.
Free comedy tips.
Yeah, hot take. Biggest movie in the world ever, or whatever. No cultural relevance.
What do you mean?
Give me something about Avatar.
What do you mean? Like, tell you something that happened?
Yeah. What do you remember about Avatar?
I remember there being a big tree.
Do you? I don't know.
Yeah.
I remember them being blue, and that's you know it. What? It's not like in like Terminator 2 or Titanic or
the whole thing.
True Lies, even, you know, there's so many other bits.
Really, you're really scratching me with rage.
And then Avatar, his latest one that outgrossed them all. It was just like,
I remember thinking, or I remember actually saying, I think I went to see it with Kerry, and I remember saying
Avatar, unbelievable.
Well, like, I remember saying, you know what, I really enjoyed that, but I'll never watch it again.
100%.
That was my take on it.
And I won't go see the sequels.
I went to see
it. I love James Cameron.
I don't.
Why not? You do love him, though.
He's a pretentious arse.
Hold on. I just listed, like, three of his movies there. And, like, you're...
Great director.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Aliens?
Yeah.
Ah.
You had me more at True Lies, to be honest.
True Lies is a vastly inferior movie to Aliens.
Oh, come on now, Terry.
Or either Terminator.
It's better than Terminator 1.
No, it's not. It most certainly is not. Considering... And then we've got to go down this road. We haven't even got into the episode yet.
Shall we? To be honest, I'm tapped out of facts. So, you know.
I don't really have anything else. Sort of, Mary Quimby's wife makes her first appearance.
And her outfit
is Jackie Onassis.
Yes. See, I piggybacked on your own fact there.
Otherwise, I am more than ready to get into the...
As am I.
So they start off the episode like, at the kitchen table, and I was thinking to myself, considering how all the other opens we've been enjoying recently,
I know.
It was a bit of a disappointment.
I know, but I know what you mean.
It also sort of kicks off what I think is like a huge theme of this episode, which is like, it's definitely the most meta episode that they've done so far. The fact like Bart shows up whistling the theme tune,
right?
And she's like, "Stop with that annoying theme!" Like, oh, that sort of set the tone for me. Yeah, kind of like,
yeah,
you know, that sort of. And I knew like because the ending, you know, I had the ending in my mind before I sat down to watch this, and I was like, I wonder if you'll see more of the stuff that you know their self awareness comes through, and it definitely did throughout parts of the episode.
I'd be interested to, because I spotted the whistle, but I didn't spot the other ones.
Well,
I tell you what, this is the diehard that the people come here to see.
I did like Homer though, reading the horoscope. It's like, today will be a day like every other day. It's like, oh, it just gets worse and worse. And he's like asking Bart why he's so happy. You kids gotta go to school. I gotta go to work. The only one that has it easy is Marge. And I was like, she just...
You
like,
knew it was going to
scrubbing the floor.
Now, and then, of course, he's happy because they're having a field trip today. Which got me thinking, was there anything more fun?
The day, like, even at the school walk, you know? Like,
yeah, just anything. Yeah. Like, if we're going to see... or the team play at Croke Park.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Something like that. Anything outside of school. But I remember actually one of the first...
Because the excitement of being in a group.
Outside of school.
Like
when
you
went go-karting.
Oh god.
It was see, the funny thing was, we went go-karting quickly because we might have discussed it before. I didn't actually know Terry at the time, but we were in the same group,
same year.
And you went, and your man who
Tom was, Jones Tom, his, name.
His name was Tom Jones. Absolute fucking knacker.
whoa going in really hot there.
But his, apparently his family won the lotto twice.
Yeah, two times.
Yeah, two times. Hearing all of his personal business.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so he wasn't tolerating anybody crashing. And, we hadn't been briefed. So we were going go-karting. And,
my first time ever go-karting as well.
I think
like,
it was mine in the proper. These
yeah,
were
and he flew around.
Wasn't like the kids' ones. Yeah. Like. And so I flew around. I went right into the thing. He's like, what the fuck are you doing? It's like, the car wouldn't turn.
That's like, what mine was.
Like, the car wouldn't turn. Get the fuck out, Nonis. And then I think at that time you had crashed down the track. He said, there's another one now. Fucks. That was hilarious. Like, absolutely, like, no fucks given to this guy.
And he came out with me as well, like, kicking the thing. Like, get out. Like, I was like, ah. Like, I don't want to get back in this thing now. Like,
I want to go home.
Yeah, finally, like.
But Bart's is not quite as exciting. But we'll get to that. Yeah. That, but, yeah.
I like Lisa. First of all, I'm liking the two kids at the start of this episode where it's like, you know, Bart's being real smug. And he's like, oh, your class isn't going. And then she's like, yeah, right, school is for losers. And then it's the, like, flash forward.
Yeah. I like that.
She's saying how she cured all disease, ended war, and reunited the entire cast of TV's Facts of Life, including long-time holdout Tootie.
Sounds like another Pulitzer for me to polish.
I know, she's like, hush, field trip boy, like, kicks him.
So aggressive.
Yeah.
Like, impales him.
Yeah. On her Nobel Peace Prize. How ironic.
I did like when Bart's trying to get her to come back and she's like, I'm so much happier here.
Yeah. So we're over to the school. Mm. And it's Principal Skinner is going to be telling us where we're going to be going on this year's field trip.
Terry, stop right there.
Ooh.
We've got our first clip. We will play it.
And now, Principal Skinner will tell us where we'll be going on this year's field trip.
Thank you, Edna, everyone. Now, class, I wonder who among you can tell me what this is.
Ugh, not the box factory again, Seymour.
This may well prove fascinating.
I know. I'll just do like Lisa and escape into fantasy.
Class, instead of going to the box factory today, we'll be going to the box factory.
Damn TV, you've ruined my imagination, just like you've ruined my ability Oh, well.
I do like the sound of, like, Seymour. We talked about a velvety voice. Yeah. Last year,
yeah.
Or last week with Sam Neill. This is a very soothing voice of Skinner. It's just like,
yeah.
I don't know, it's just comforting, I think.
I don't know what it is about his voice, but I find it comforting and hilarious at the same time. I don't know, even just the way he's like, you know, it's at this episode where he's like, and bring that beautiful big chess club. Something, you know?
But even though it's like, instead of going to the box factory today, we'll be going to the box factory.
Yeah. And there's a nice little, cultural satire from Bart with the TV. Yeah. Is that the right description?
Yeah.
Is that what you call it? cultural satire.
Oh, he's
TV.
Just like everyone else. Right. Yeah. No.
Well, took a shot.
Yeah. I do like the next part when they're on the bus and like Martin and Skinner are so excited to be going to the box factory.
And they don't lose their enthusiasm the entire
at
time.
At all. Like,
just a big shit-eating grin on their face the entire time.
And it's a great gag. Did you notice the buses that were parked outside,
like the fireworks factory, Shelbyville
was one.
I'm going to take a stab at the other one and a complete guess and say Ogdenville.
Swing and a miss.
What was it?
It was Capital City.
Oh, of course.
And the lesser known Spittle County.
Is that was that referenced before?
No, never. Just on the side, the side of a bus. I like it.
I don't know why. Like they're singing
Toy World, Fireworks Factory, and like dog.
But yeah, it was a fireworks testing range.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And there was like some slide.
Oh, Slide Factory.
Slide Factory, yeah. And I like when they're talking, when they're singing like 56 bottles of beer. It's like you pass box. It down, you pass that around. 55 bottles of beer.
A boxes of bottles of beer on the wall.
The way it goes up, 55 bottles.
Yeah.
I don't know
what. This guy that is hosting the tour.
Now, this is another one-off character, I think, that has one of these, just one of these voices that just works.
It's like Homer doing the voice.
Is it?
Yeah, but like you would never guess. It was like the story of how two brothers and five other men parlayed a small business loan into a thriving paper goods concern is a long and interesting one. And here it is. And then just keeps rambling on like.
Perfect. Yeah. Such a funny joke.
I like
two brothers and five. Yeah. I don't know why that
that's
was.
No, that's such good writing. Yeah, it's like, it's like that's the, you know, the classic story of like how, you know, say, for example, like the Happy Pair guys, or whatever. It's like that's the story behind it. It's like they're twin brothers and they decided to start this business together. It's like the fact that they lead in with the two brothers and five other men. I like how basically when he's given the Q&A type thing. He's like, they contain textile, are there boxes, even children's candy.
Do any of these boxes have candy?
I love Millhouse. It's like, it's like desperation or enthusiasm. Like,
please give us something.
Yeah. Then Martin like asking, you know, when we'll be able to see a finished box.
Oh, we don't assemble them here. That's done in Flint, Michigan.
I love, and I have to say, I really enjoyed Bart in this episode. Like, any workers ever had their hands cut off by machinery?
No.
And then the hands started crawling around to strangle everybody?
No, that has never happened.
Any popped eyeballs?
I'm not sure what kind of factory you're thinking of. We just make boxes here.
I like how Bart, when he's like leaning forward, like the almost like the fingers to the lips, you know, like, any popped eyeballs?
He's being serious.
Yeah, and then, you know, it's like, they get to the most important part of the tour.
It's just like the other rooms.
Yes, but with one important difference. Oh, we took that out. Yes, it's just like the other rooms.
I like the fact that it's not explained. Just makes it even funnier. Yeah. Like I want to.
And they see that it's a TV studio where they film Krusty the Clown, another non-box related program. Since it has nothing to do with the boxes, he's just going to shut those blinds, isn't he?
Oh, man.
I like, it's like, if you direct your eyes to the floor, you'll see a yellow line. Follow it. It'll lead you around my desk and back out the door. And, like, Skinner and Martin,
Skinner
like,
Martin, like, smoking around, wide-eyed wonder. But, like, I was thinking, like, if he wasn't conducting the tour, I could just take a picture of him just sitting in that dark, dank office. Like, just the most boring man doing the most boring work.
I love the gag here of Bart, like, trying to escape. And he, like, jumps in the laundry. Yeah. Like, first of all, like, he's, like...
Yeah.
Like, the look he has on, checking around for people, and then he just jumps in, like, and just gets out there.
Yeah,
like,
But I don't know why... It actually bugged me as a kid, the way he says... The perfect escape. I don't know what, like, the way he says it, it really emphasizes escape. I don't know why, it just always rub me up the wrong way.
I got a big kick out of this next part where he shows up at the studio. He's like, do you work here, little boy?
Yes.
Well then, go right in, sir. Like, just like stands to attention. And he's really like smart. He's like, oh, do you work here, little boy? Huh? Robert De Niro.
His voice suddenly changes.
Well then, go right ahead.
I love those little gags in The Simpsons where like people get away with something real easy. Yeah. You know, like where Lisa's like, lower the bridge.
You're the boss. And then Skinner here. I'll handle this. Simpson, I'm giving you the count of three to come out. One, two, three. Well, I've done all I can do.
I have to say, if there's one thing I would say to any parents out there,
counting to three.
It's unbelievable how its effectiveness. Like, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of three, but but all I know is I've never gotten to three because yeah. I'm like, come on, do it now. Whatever. 5 minutes go by. I'm like one. Just like taking off, like if she has to get changed, take off her clothes or like whatever. But it's just like, it's crazy how like effective that is.
Do you use the bold corner?
No.
Oh.
No. No, it's a bit too new age for me.
Oh, bowl corner is new age,
isn't it?
I had the bowl corner when I was a kid. Yeah.
I never had it.
Yeah.
I just kind of.
You were a good kid.
I never needed it, mate. I was in the A class.
I mean, at home, though.
No, I never had it. Did you have what is the bowl corner? You just
go in the corner. It's like time out. Like, you know, it's like you go into the corner until your mom says it's okay for you to do stuff again.
Maybe I'll start doing that.
Yeah, man. Bowl corner's best. Great. Yeah. Niece, nephew. It's like.
Ford Super Sunday, 4 o'clock, 6 o'clock, over there.
So we get them having to call Bart's parents. Great couple of gags here.
Yeah.
Ring Marge. Marge showing a bit of skin.
Yeah.
Running down the stairs.
Marge loves to show a bit of skin.
Yeah. Last few episodes, she's
The amount of times they unnecessarily show like if she's in bed it's just having her front, but it shows a proper curve all the way around.
These guys aren't messing around. I like that hat thing she had on her shower cap.
Oh yeah,
it was like huge. And then a great, like, it's like the ABCs of comedy. They ring Homer and he's like exact same thing. Oh, like, just a minute, don't hang up,
it worked.
Yeah. That, you know, classic line, you'll have to speak up, I'm wearing a towel.
Yeah.
Use it all the time.
Isn't it funny though how certain lines like just catch on?
Like that's a weird one because it's like such, like, has nothing to do with the episode or anything. It's just like a real non sequitur. Yeah. Like, but it's like ingrained. And we get Bart in the studio, and I did love this where it was, they're watching Channel Ocho. You see Channel Ocho being filmed.
And oh, yeah.
The Bumblebee Man is like, I'm sorry, I'm really not comfortable with this either.
What's the matter, love?
It's just the same old tired gags, isn't it? I mean, let's give the audience some credit.
How about a giant mousetrap?
I love it! Ay, 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 no me gusta.
I'd love to just go through the script from start to finish.
But I do like that. I love the idea that, first of all, like, he is like a thespian. But then also that it's like a, like, it seems to be a lot of the directors in The Simpsons are like
British.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
And they always have like a ponytail.
Yeah. Is it? I wonder, is it the same guy as,
I don't know. We'll have to see if he directed a National Discretion. I mean, P.U. I never walk out of a movie, but. We get Homer then. I love this. He's like at the box factory. What do you mean you lost them?
I kind of like how Homer is very real in the sense that, like, in like the way he's given out, he's like, he could have fallen into one of these machines. Like, it's almost very un-Homer.
My boy's a box. A box.
Now I'm going to take a stab at the reference.
Sure.
Because I don't actually know it. Planet of the Apes?
No, I wouldn't say so. Like, it vaguely could be, but like.
Like, damn you, something, isn't that?
You know, it's damn you to hell. It's Planet of the Apes, you know. New Maniacs, you blew it up.
I
want to
say that the other thing is from something. It's like, he's something, damn you, something. I could be. I'm absolutely no base.
Tell you where it's from. It's from The Simpsons, mate. From this episode.
We have a lot to get through.
So we're back over at the studio, Krusty Lou Studio, or Channel 6, maybe.
Stop right where you stand, Terry. It's clip time.
Oh.
I said I wanted a Danish.
I'm sorry. All the Danishes are gone.
They're not gone. You're gone.
Tragic news tonight. 120 dead in a tidal wave in Kuala Lumpur, France.
Yoink!
Yoink!
Ah, heck. Now where am I gonna get a Danish?
Here's a Danish crusty.
Gimme! Now that's Danish. Where'd you get it?
I stole it from Kent Brockman.
Great! He didn't touch it, did he?
No.
Good job, kid. What's your name?
I'm Bart Simpson. I saved you from jail. I reunited you with your estranged father.
I don't know.
I saved your career, man. Remember your comeback special?
Yeah, well, what have you done for me lately?
I got you that Danish.
And I'll never forget it. Hey, kid.
Wow, a big clown hanky.
It's a towel, you yutz. I want you to wash it. You're my new assistant.
Cool.
Yeah, I know I'm on, but I don't care. I don't read the news until I get my Danish. Go ahead, try to find a replacement.
A powerful tidal wave in Kuala Lumpur has killed 120 people.
Hey, Chihuahua! Whoa, whoa, whoa!
I think this clip might have been the origins of yoink.
Yeah.
Also a phrase that I use. Yeah. I've used basically all my life.
All my adult life. Yeah, I think so.
Which,
like,
I think is probably, you know...
It's a great word.
Yoink.
Yeah.
Like, it's one of those... Isn't there a term for, like, the word that sounds like the action? You know what I mean? Like, crash sounds like a crash.
Yeah.
There's a word for it. I don't know. But I feel like yoink is, like, one of those words. But fabulous clip, anyway.
Yeah.
But...
what was your favorite part?
I kind of like... two bits. I kind of like the "it's a towel, you yutz," and then Brockman just being his usual unprofessional self. He's like, "Yeah, I know, man." How about you?
My favorite is actually the start where it's like, "I'm sorry, all the Danishes are gone." Like, they're not gone. You're gone.
Krusty is just such a jerk.
I love that we get loads of Krusty in this episode because he is, you know, he's such a character and.
Yeah.
When they kind of, like, he's not the focus of the episode, but he's, like, focus adjacent. Yeah. Or, like, he's, like, orbiting.
Supporting.
Yeah.
Supporting actor.
Yeah. He's like, or, like, when he's eating, like, now that's Danish. And, like, when he asked Bart where he got it from, he's like, I stole it from Kent Brockman. He's like, ah, you didn't touch it, did he? Like,
and the fact that, like...
It's a great gag.
Is this one of those references that you're like where they reference themselves?
This is one of the ones that this is one of the ones I was talking about where it's like, you know, it's like, oh, we're listing off our greatest hits here or whatever that. Yeah. Like. But I love that, like, the fact that they can always just hit the reset button with this character when it's they've been through so many, like, huge life changes. It's such a great joke that he, like, doesn't remember. He's like, hey, what have you done for me lately? Got you that Danish. And I'll never forget it.
It's kind of like Burns and Homer. In that,
yeah.
Like, there's so much involvement between the two, but he's still, like, when the next episode comes around, he's back to normal.
Yeah, I did like that, though. And I like Bart when he's like, a big clown, Hanky.
And then, like, of course, Bumblebee Man takes the
I really like Bumblebee Man. Like, he gets a bit of a bad rap, but just when Krusty throws him the towel and he's like, "Catch!" It's from that like Pepsi ad, from like I think it's.
Michael Jackson.
What was the Michael Jackson one?
No, I'm thinking of there was some Pepsi ad.
This is like it's like Joe Green or Mean Joe.
I don't know who either.
Where is. Yeah, he's a football player and he's like, "Hey, kid." Catch and like throws him. They did it on Family Guy actually a good one where it's like, yeah, great game, me Joe. And he's like, hey, cute, catch, like throws him the towel.
Oh, yeah.
And then, like, he throws his underwear and all his clothes out of it.
Brilliant. Yeah.
But I like, you know, that's pretty, a very good clip.
Quite a clip.
I like Homer here. Again, Homer's at like a 10 for the first part of this episode. Like, everything is so dramatic.
Like, I have some horrible bone chilling news.
And it's like, hey, Homer. Oh, nothing.
It's weird that Bart knows what kind of box it
is. I really like that touch. That, yeah. Like, he actually absorbed it, like...
It's been like a red hat sitting on top of a double corrugated A-fold 14-gauge box.
And I like how Mary's like, you think you'd like a career as a box maker?
Well, that's always the dream. But for now, I got a job in the show.
I like that. The show business. Basically, then he's like, Homer goes on a little rant here again, where like Lisa's like saying she's got a job helping the poor. You know, like that's not a job. It's a waste of time. What can poor people pay you? Nothing. What satisfaction do you get from helping them? None. Who wants to help poor people? Anybody? Nobody.
I love the fact that there's like a silence. Yeah. They all just stare at him for a few seconds. Like, so anyway, Bob.
And Homer says, you know. He got his first after-school job when he was in a band.
Archie Bell and the Drells?
I'm Archie Bell, and I'm also the Drells. We got a new song called Tighten Up, and this is the music you tighten up to. Just the like the visual of Homer playing all those
music. And it's not even that bad for them to be booing.
No, I like it. Like, but then it's we get something, and like... We talked about a poo over the course of the last year or so.
Sure have.
Do you think this is offensive here? With what's the matter, you crazy kid? You chase away my business.
Well, you know my feelings, Terry. If a poo is offensive, then that's offensive.
Yeah.
So if you're gonna take one, get rid of him. Get rid of groundskeeper Willie. Get rid of Fat Tony. Get rid of everybody.
This is very broad, though. You have to say like the fact that his name is Giuseppe and he hires a monkey.
I mean, that's more racist. Yeah. If you're gonna go down that line,
yeah, like he is not a character at all. He is just literally stereotype.
Exactly.
Like Pepe, go for the face.
Funny though.
Yeah, most definitely. I like how the music gets more frantic when the monkey's all together. It's like, oh yes, son, you can have an electric guitar just like your old man.
Yeah, I'm asking, can I get a job?
Gigs. When you're a musician, a job is called a gig.
He's got those big dumb eyes.
He's just in his own world. Like, and Bart is back at the studio, and he says, "Being in show business is like a dream. We're really lucky, aren't we?"
I wish I was dead.
Love that.
Yeah, the accent.
And then Krusty's like, "No, there's no kid. There's a dream factory, the birthplace of magic and enchantment. Now I need you to go clean out my toilet." He's like, right in here. Ooh. I don't know what I was thinking last night.
It's taking a couple of hours.
Yeah.
Like, what has he done?
What do you think it is? Do you think it's sick? Or do you think...
I think it's vomit and shit.
Yeah.
What else could it be that could have that amount?
Yeah.
You know?
I used to always think it was just like, he just done a really shit poo. Like, but then it's like, as I get older... The idea that Krusty is a raging alcoholic, it comes more to the front of my mind.
Yeah, I'd say it's a bit of both, knowing Krusty.
And Bart is trying to show the lads that he works on the Krusty show.
No, I thought that when they're going through the credits and all, I was thinking like, Nelson just punches Bart right in the gut.
In front of Homer. He doesn't do anything. Like,
Homer does nothing.
Yeah. I did like Kent Brockman saying they found a certain kind of soft drink found to be lethal. I won't tell you which one until after sports in the winter with funny sunny storms.
Not even like saying like we'll tell you after the break, like, and we're not going to tell you until after.
Again, there's no internet back then, so like you're really dependent on your news I did like the names where it's like Brad Storch.
It's Betty Symington. Nelson, for some reason, he's like defending the honor of people he's never met.
Yeah, I like this where Homer's giving him really good advice. Like, you're doing what you want to do with your life; nothing else matters.
Yeah,
it's like that's great advice. Like, it's got me where I am today. He's like, oh,
hey, that's great, guy.
This thing here, where it's like the picture signing. Yeah. Like, why are they queuing up? It's like,
why would they? As soon as they see the setup, why do they even bother? Like, it's like, I love you, Krusty.
She's great little guy.
Over there. like, would you even be happy with that? Like, just some kid just signing while Krusty's
like,
having a smoke.
And it's not even like a signature. It's just it's just like block capitals, like Krusty. Oh, yeah. Like,
isn't that mad that, like, I don't think anyone really wants an autograph anymore. But like the fact that people actually wanted them, can I get your autograph?
Yeah, I would.
Like, just something from them. Like, now it's
like,
all
say
pictures.
If Larry David was doing a show or something, I'd probably queue up to like get an autograph, say hello to him. Like,
would you rather an autograph or a photo? Photos are the new autographs.
I think I would rather an autograph.
Terry, can I top your water up there?
Sure.
All right.
Let's get this sound on camera.
You ready for this, everyone? What do you mean you damaged the mics? It's a $400 microphone you just broke. It's worth it for this.
Oh, you're shaking. Oh, there's a sound bite there for the ages. I actually, this is probably my favorite gag of a lot of this, like, you know, Bart hates his job. Was he gets a phone call of Krusty when he's in work. He's like, I need to get your fingerprints on a candlestick. Meet me in the conservatory. Chop, chop. Don't worry. Everything's going to be all right.
It was like the master's in school, and yeah. Krusty calls him in the panic. Like,
it also brought to mind, and it's one of the like later season jokes that I, one of the few that I like. Did you ever see the episode where Homer gets his license revoked?
Yeah.
And Bart gets a driver's license.
I think so.
And Bart is driving him around everywhere, but he has a ringtone. He gives him a mobile phone or whatever, and he's like, I'm going to call you whenever I need you.
Yeah.
And he's sick of driving home around everywhere, so he drives to the next town and he meets this girl. But the ringtone is the Godfather thing. Oh, not Godfather, we're like,
oh,
like,
yeah,
he
yeah.
answers the phone. He's like, Bart, it's a life and death question. What's the difference between ketchup and catsup? And he just like fucks the phone away. He's like, they're going to cut my head off. What scenario is he in there? That,
do you ever see this scenario?
No, it's just on the, from like Bart's sick of the phone call, so he throws
that
it away and
joke.
You see the phone is spinning through the air. They're gonna cut my head off.
Is that like a bad late season?
Yeah, I think it's like it'd be 20 or close to or whatever. Mm, like,
fair play to
yeah, it's like it's still got it every yeah. now and again.
I'd say if we took the time to go through the season, you'd have one big laugh like that.
I was like on Twitter, funnily enough. Yeah, I know, right? But there was like people, it was a thread, and I don't know how it came through. It was nobody I was following or anything like that. Like, so the bots must know I'm a Simpsons guy, because it was just there, and it was like people like saying how they're defending, they're still watching The Simpsons to this day, and there's at least 5 classics a season. And I was thinking to myself, like, 5 classics. First of all, like,
what opens, it was the first 10 seasons.
Like. Yeah, exactly. Like, none of them would have a hold a candle to or whatever.
No,
but like,
no chance.
I would like to know if there's still a big joke like that, one that like a good buster. Like,
I'd like to think there is. You know,
I'm not so confident.
I'm not so confident either. Terry, we have a bit of a clip.
Oh,
so we'll play it and come back.
Bah! There's cheese in this sandwich. Surely you know I'm lactose intolerant.
Sorry.
Sorry? Do you know how sick this is going to make me? Oh, oh boy. Come stand next to the bathroom door. I want to yell at you some more.
Why, you little rapscallion!
Oh, show business sucks. I'm out of here.
Ineffectual! And to boot, the most hideous child I have ever witnessed!
Bart, I need to use you in a sketch.
You want me to be on the show?
It's just one line. Mel's supposed to say it, but he's dead.
Dead?
Or sick. I don't know. I forget. Anyway, all you gotta do is say, I am waiting for a bus. Then I hit you with pies for 5 minutes. Got that?
I'm waiting for a bus.
Makes me laugh. Let's go.
I didn't do it.
Oh, man. It's a miracle we got through that one. Remind me never to let you on stage again, kid. Some people got it, some people don't. And you, my young friend, do not have Hold on, I want to finish this thought outside.
It's that kid!
It's the I didn't do it guy!
He's mine! I own him! And all the subsidiary rights! Why, this rickety ladder in front of this door is the perfect place for this priceless Ming vase. Eh? Eh?
I didn't do it.
Thank you. Thank you. And now, the I Didn't Do It dancers!
Don't move, dude. This is totally a gun.
I didn't do it.
The voice has the big voice.
Honey.
Joe, how could you?
I didn't do it.
Help! Help! This is the third time that this building is burned down because someone has been smoking in bed.
I didn't do it.
Help me!
A double dose of a clip there, but yes, it's very much worth it. A lot to go through, but first thing that struck me was, and I kind of felt stupid for even having this thought, was like, how much Sideshow Mel is like Sideshow Bob here? Like, it's like, because he never speaks, or he doesn't speak that much. It's like, he's so well spoken, and he kind of sounds like, like, he talks to Bart the way like Sideshow Bob would talk, like talks down to Bart. He's like,
he's a little thespian.
I love Bart. He's like, sorry, like he's so worn down. We've all been in a job at that point where it's like you just don't give just a don't shit care. Like at all. It's like, come stand next to the bathroom door, I want to yell at you some more.
What did he call him, a rapscallion? I like as well. And then the hot, like, as well, like when
first of all, as one of the lines when he's walking away, he's like, the most hideous child I have ever witnessed.
And then, like, where he's like, I am waiting for a bullet. But,
my favorite is, you know, like, oh, we got away with that one. It's like, some people got it, some people don't. And you, my young friend, do not have. Hold on, I want to finish this outside. He's like, opens the door, like,
it's the I didn't do it, yeah.
And then you get like so much of the, you know, I don't know, it's like what they you expect from Krusty stuff as the seasons go on. It's like, it's the Big Ear family, or like, Mad About Shoe, give me a kiss, baby, no tongue.
Even here, where he's like, this priceless face on this rickety ladder. Like, I love the fact that like Krusty is just actually like not that funny.
That's what makes him hilarious to us, but not to the people. I did like as well when the building is burning down. No, like, I didn't do it. It's like, ha ha ha, help me, ha ha, help me. He's laughing, but he's like, help me.
What I did like was the fact that they're milking it then afterwards for all it's worth. That, like, again, second time in a row, MC Hammer gets a mention.
Yeah.
It's like the I didn't do it dancers. And or is that.
No, I think that's later where it's like, where it's recording the.
Proper.
Yeah. I wonder, was that him? I didn't check the credits. I didn't check the credits. I did like when they're reading the autobiography of Bart. I love that idea of somebody say. Somebody becomes famous and then all of a sudden they have an autobiography.
Yeah, I know.
Like, it's fucking, it's crazy. But I love how it's just like.
Especially anyone under 30.
Yeah, but it's like, it's not even about him. He's like, sure it is. Look at the cover. He's like, oh, it's mostly about Ross Perot and the last two chapters are excerpts from the Oliver North trial. Now, I don't know if you know much about Oliver North. He was like, basically, he was doing a lot of stuff with the Contras in like Central America for the CIA.
Right.
It's a really fascinating part of US history, I think. Like, it's like 80s Reagan.
Yeah.
I watched that movie with Tom Cruise called American Made. Where he's like flying a plane. It's good. Like based on a true guy where it's basically he's flying a plane like taking pictures for over Central America for the government. Like where there's like loads of rebellions and stuff, but like the CIA were arming people down there. That's what the whole Contra thing was.
Yeah.
But they have a, like, it's good. I enjoyed it. But they have a thing with, like, Oliver North, where he's, like, huge. He's a big guy.
Yeah.
And the line at home was like, ah, Oliver North. He was just poured into that uniform. Like, I saw a picture of recently. I was like, he's like just like really built. I was like, ah, oh, that's deadly.
Poured into that uniform.
Like Homer, almost like not lusting after him, but like really appreciative of the male form. Like,
and then after then that, you get your MC Hammer. Hey, proper. And I don't know what it is about Bart's like finger wagging.
I didn't do it.
I didn't do it.
Grandpa has to queue up and pay to see his own grandson.
That's the Democrats for you.
And like Chrissy, like, see the boy, $5, or call him 24 hours a day on Bart Chat. And we get, my boy.
Are you Bart?
Sure I am. I didn't do nothing.
Isn't it I didn't do it?
Yeah, whatever. But his neck, did you notice the animation on his neck? Where it was like, there was a, like, almost he was wearing a shirt underneath. It was just like basically his head was like a line there.
Really?
It was just plopped on. Could have done with a bit more Barney this episode though.
Yeah. Always good.
Yeah. Then they're in school. That famous meme.
Which
say
one?
The line, Bart.
Yeah.
You know?
I love that. Yeah. The fact that everyone's just turned around.
Yeah. Like, when we cut back to Homer with a tape recorder for some reason,
wants Lisa to say something funny.
Yeah,
something stupid like Bart would say.
Bucka bucka or woozle wazzle. I like bucka bucka.
Yeah. Yeah, woozle wazzle was the one as a kid
that stuck.
Now as an adult, I think I do like bucka bucka.
I think it's because you don't remember it. Like,
yeah, I remember woozle wazzle. And then I get Lisa's saying it's an obnoxious fad, which Bart hears.
But then I love that he's like, don't worry, son. You know, the same thing. They said the same thing about Urkel. That little snot boy, I'd like to smack that kid.
You guys were not too
again, so like, he's at a 10 for a lot of this episode. And then, like, I don't know. Like, I'm actually just loving the fact that, like, Homer is like Krusty, just a supporting player in this story. And he's like, he comes into the next scene with a sandwich in each hand.
He's, like, no explanation.
He's like, what the hell are you reading books for?
Yeah. And then of course we got the Conan O'Brien show. I was like, don't forget to say I didn't do it.
Yeah. Now I really enjoyed where Conan's like, just do the line.
Yeah, I know.
And then like, great material. We'll be right back. Now, I didn't look it up. Did he used to dance?
I don't think he did.
No?
But, like, I think this is just something that he, you know...
They
yeah, because the show wasn't even out yet. Yeah. So, like, and the fact that Bart is even, like, tries to dance,
I love the music as well.
He literally can't do anything but say the line.
Yeah. So we get Bart just repeating, just do the line, just do the line. What's going to happen to him?
Just do the line, just do the line. What's gonna happen to me?
And now it's time for Match Game 2034 with Billy Crystal.
Hey.
Farrah Fawcett Major's O'Neill Varney. The I Didn't Do It Boy. Ventriloquist Lonnie Anderson. Spike Lee. And the always lovely and vivacious head of Kitty Carlisle.
Hi, everybody. Let's start the game.
Bar, it's time to get ready for the show.
No!
I don't know why, but the vivacious head of Kitty Carlisle did it for me. I don't know why.
Hi, everybody.
Let's start the game. Why is that so funny?
What I found great about this clip was they actually brought back Match Game now.
Oh, really?
Like Alec Baldwin is the host.
No way.
They have like celebrities on or whatever.
Brilliant.
It's really good. Well, the first couple episodes I watched anyway was really good. It's like he has just like contempt for like, but like it's funny. It's funny, like, but it's like it's basically like when they give a stupid answer, he'll like not rip them to shreds, but he'll let them know it's a stupid answer. Yeah, you know.
Brilliant. I want Alec Baldwin to be Alec Baldwin. Yeah, whatever I say.
But that's it. It's him, and then it's like, I don't know. There's like the girl from The Office, you know, and Kimmy Schmidt or whatever she's in. Like,
oh yeah,
sort of contemporary celebrities in there mixed with some.
I'd watch that.
It's good.
I'd watch that.
It's funny. Like yeah. He's a really good host. I like the fact that it was Billy Crystal. Farrah Fawcett, Majors O'Neill, Varney.
Oh yeah, you just got that.
Yeah, Spike Lee.
Of course. Ventriloquist Loni Anderson.
I don't know what that is.
That is.
Probably, you know, American.
Yeah, something.
But I liked when Bart basically says he's not coming out of his room. They cut over to Krusty and it's like, oh, we go on in 10 minutes. Oh, the tension.
Yeah.
Somebody walk on my back. Like, ah. But I love how it's just everybody.
Don't even hesitate.
Yeah. No teams.
No teams. And I like the fact that when Marge is, you know, talking to Bart and saying, you know, you shouldn't worry, you're making people happy and that's a hard thing to do. I never got this the next bit as a kid.
This is what I'm going to talk about, where I it's like, meta.
My job.
Yeah.
My job. Be repetitive is my job.
Like that is, I think that's probably my favorite bit of writing, because it's like,
it's clever.
Yeah, and it's like, repetitive is my job. It's like, I'm gonna go out there and give the best performance of my life.
The best performance of your life.
The best performance of my life. So it's like literally okay,
fully embracing it. Yeah. You
put it on there, but that's kind of the stuff that like that really, I don't know, not skewering it, but like it's like, you know, this is here. This is what we're doing, you know. Yeah, like exactly. As a kid, I didn't get it.
Almost like Ay Caramba, like in real life.
Yeah, yeah, you know. And then when he shows up,
where's that lousy little pisser?
Bart.
I don't understand why when Bart goes out here that they just don't laugh.
Well,
is it just because it's just over and that's it.
Like, well, I was thinking that, but also I was thinking like all the other stuff they had like a setup or whatever. Now it's just like him coming out and saying
in
it
in a suit and shorts. Like, yeah. I didn't do it.
Yeah.
Like, you laughed at the start.
And then it's like, it's like, Woozle.
That's what that's entertainment.
And I love, like, ladies and gentlemen, the clown show has been put on hiatus for retooling. It's just like, Krusty's not even like concerned or whatever. He's like, ah, don't worry, you're just finished. That's all.
Yeah. He couldn't give less of a shit.
Yeah. a great little touch when he's walking down the street and it's like he's listening to Bill and Marty.
Oh yeah. Say, speaking of one trick ponies, whatever happened to that I didn't do it kid?
Boy, did that get old fast.
Well, you know, you want to stay in this business, you gotta stay fresh.
Honk, honk.
Even with the way Krusty closed the door on him when he goes out in the street, boy, show business sure is kind of cruel.
It's like the locked door.
And they've got their, I guess they save the memorabilia and stuff like that, but like almost like the B sharps, they just got a box full of Bart stuff.
And then they get the now infamous, again this is very meta,
where he's like talking about, instead of a one-dimensional character with a silly catchphrase.
Yeah, and then it's like Homer, do,
ay caramba,
adley ho,
burr,
ha ha,
excellent.
If anybody wants me, I'll be in my room.
I got a catchphrase.
Got a catchphrase. Is that? I love that's how they end the episode.
Yeah, I just find that Lisa is just so like,
yeah, like just the look on her face, like.
Yeah.
Great episode.
Great episode.
Shall we get into ratings?
Please.
Andy, let me ask you something.
Mr. Sucker.
What do you think of this episode?
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the episode. I appreciated the fact that it was kind of, I mean, was it all just one story?
It was. It was just one story. And I think that's...
Done well. Everyone was used. Everyone was sort of used for their bit for that story. And they were used quite well. No Monty Burns again, though, this episode.
Right at the end.
Oh, yeah, sure. Excellent. We just said. Yeah.
But, yeah, not enough.
Yeah, because I've really grown to appreciate it now. But I enjoyed it. I mean, I was kind of a bit... I'm not going to say I was underwhelmed. because it's Simpsons season 5, so I'm only ever saying this in the context of Simpsons season 5, not in the rest of the world. But to sum up, I would give it my MVP, first of all, would be Krusty. I would give it a 7.7 out of 10.
What's that? How is that in your standings? Is that
Let
high?
Let me tell you, Terry. Where does it rank? Dead air. It's just loading. So I gave it, I mean, I gave the last one a 7.8. 7.7, it's up there. It's in the meaty part of the curve.
Okay, all right.
How about yourself, Terry?
Really enjoyed the episode. I thought, just because you mentioned it there, a one story. I think that this season, that's been where they've been at their best. When it's one story that sort of has a couple of different through lines. This one be it, you know, Bart going to work for Krusty, getting disillusioned, then becoming famous, and then it has like a beginning, middle, and there's nothing loose hanging off at the end. That was a really good story, and there's lots of funny bits in it as well. Lots of like, I was laughing, you know, at like that Oliver North joke I never picked up on before. Yeah. Like little things like that, like or even like I was saying, the director and your man, their little interaction there, like, what is it, love?
What is it, love?
that sort of stuff. Really enjoyed it. It's not that there's lulls or whatever, but like it's not hitting the same highs all the time. Like something like, say, Rosebud or Marriage on the Lamb. But still good solid episode. I'm going to give it a 8.6.
Ooh.
And
who would your MVP be?
Homer Simpson.
Oh,
loved everything that he had to give there today. He was just like, everyone, I said, he was at a 10, but it was all,
I'd like to smack that kid. I actually had, when you, as you were talking, I was putting in 8.6, and I was waiting because I knew that you were going to have
it. It's got to be an 8. It's Simpsons season 5, man.
Yeah
I mean, you got to judge it on how good an episode it is. You don't judge it on, like,
I feel like has there ever been one where I've given it a higher rating than you have?
Barbershop Quartet, I think.
That's a great memory. I would have never remembered that.
Because I knew you were, you'd like it for the Beatles factor more so.
Not just that, but
whatever. Now, whatever. Next week we've got our most controversial episode ever,
Homer and Apu.
I can't wait to sink my teeth into that.
Me too. I can't guarantee there'll be no accents, but you know, tune in to find out.
Plenty of James Woods though.
Oh yeah,
number 3 with a bullet.
And if they want to hear our take on this episode, Terry, where can they find us?
Well, you can find us over on the old Facebook thing there. It's put an H, a Die Hard Simpsons podcast. Our latest episodes get posted there. There's also pics and clips and all sorts of good stuff there. You can find links to all our previous episodes as well. Where else can they find us? On the
Twitter. Put an H podcast. We also have all of those things on Twitter. You can find us on iTunes, on Stitcher, on any Android podcast app. I was thinking of trying to get us on Spotify, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think it's fairly easy. So,
Spotify. Do it to it.
And can they email us, Dave?
You can email us at putitinhpod@gmail.com.
And can they do anything else to support us, Terry?
Well, if you know, if you can't give us a review, because, I don't know,
because I don't know, you're just a head in a glass container.
You're Kitty Carlisle.
That's
Carlisle.
The only reason. unless you're Kitty Carlisle, you're stealing my bit.
If you would like to donate to help defray the cost of running this podcast, you can get us over at paypal.me/putitinhpod. You can give a donation of 20 cents.
What's in the kitty right now, Terry? What are we up to?
I dare not tell you, Andy.
No paper.
Yeah. You don't want to hear him go out with another rant, folks. Just somebody donate a euro.
How about this? How about this?
Yeah.
Somebody put something in there and send us a request for something. And we'll do. I can't say we'll devote a whole episode. I can't say we'll devote a whole episode.
This is a dangerous track to
talk about it.
We'll save it for Patreon.
Yeah, but we gotta. I want some cash. Anyway,
yeah.
Put some money in. See what happens.
Until next week.
Of Houston, Texas. We don't only sing, but we dance just as good as we want. In Houston, we just started a new dance called the Tighten Up. This is the music we tighten up with. First, tighten up on the drum. Come on now, drummer. I want you to tighten it up for me now. Oh, yeah. Tighten up on that bass now. Tighten it up. Yeah. Now let that guitar fall in. Oh yeah. Stand up on the organ now. Yeah, you do the tightener. Yeah now. I said if you can do it now, you sure will be tough. Now look here. Come on now. Now make it mellow. Everybody can do it now, so get to it. We're gonna tighten up, do the tighten up. You can do it now, so baby get to it. Do your left now, do your right. Everybody can do it, but don't you get too tight. Come on and tighten up, tighten it up now, tighten it up now. Come on now, baby. Tighten it up. Oh, yeah.
Sock it to him,
man. Tighten it up. Come on. Tighten up that bass. Oh, yeah.
Come on, tighten it up, baby. Come on.
Now, look here. I want that guitar to fall in on that. Tighten it up now. Oh, yeah. Now, tighten it up, Augie. Yeah, now, everybody tighten it up now. Now, look here. We gonna make it mellow for you now. We gonna make it mellow now. I'm tighten it up. You can get it. Move to your left. Move to your right. Tighten it up now. Everything will be out of sight. Come on and tighten it up. Tighten it up now. You can do it.